Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Webb Telescope makes a significant discovery. Second, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Daredevil solar spacecraft survives its second close flyby of our sun. Third, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration shares SpaceX Crew 11 assignments for the space station mission. Fourth, Artemis 1-1 is on track, but the National Aeronautics and Space Administration awaits Starship milestones for Artemis 1-1-1. Fifth, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and Boeing are set to start testing the Starliner for its next flight aimed at early 2026. Sixth, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration awards the National Stem Cell Foundation $3.1 million to continue studying the effects of microgravity on human cells. Lastly, a Putin envoy suggests that Russia could supply a small nuclear power plant for Elon Musk's Mars mission. NASA's Parker. Solar probe has successfully completed its second daring close flyby of the sun, announced earlier this week. This remarkable car-sized spacecraft ventured within a mere 8 million miles of the sun's surface, traveling at an astonishing speed of 430,000 miles per hour. This feat matches the historic record it set during its previous encounter on Christmas Eve last year. During this latest approach, which took place on March 22nd, the Parker Solar Probe operated autonomously, with its four science instruments diligently collecting data on solar wind from within the sun's corona. This outermost layer of the sun's atmosphere is a focus of much scientific interest due to its mysterious properties. On March 25th, the probe sent a beacon tone back to Earth, confirming that it was in good health and that all systems were functioning normally. This successful flyby allows the spacecraft to conduct unparalleled scientific measurements of the solar wind and related activities, a crucial step in understanding space weather and the enigmatic heating of the sun's corona. NASA's acting administrator, Janet Petro, highlighted the mission's groundbreaking research, stating that it is rewriting the textbooks on solar science by going to a place no human-made object has ever been. The Parker Solar Probe's achievements underscore the effectiveness of its custom heat shield, which protects the probe from the sun's intense heat, allowing its instruments to operate at room temperature. In recognition of the advancements made by this mission, the Parker Solar Probe team, which includes engineers and scientists from NASA, the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, and 40 partner organizations, was recently awarded the 2024 Robert J. Collier Trophy. This prestigious award honors their success in overcoming significant technological challenges to advance our understanding of spaceflight and solar science. As part of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's SpaceX Crew 11 mission, four crew members from three different space agencies will launch to the International Space Station for a long-duration science expedition. The team, which includes NASA Astronauts Commander Zena Cardman and pilot Mike Finke, JAXA Astronaut Mission Specialist Kimiya Yui, and Roscosmos Cosmonaut Mission Specialist Oleg Platonov, is set to join the space station crew no earlier than July 2025. This mission marks the 11th crew rotation with SpaceX to the space station as part of NASA's Commercial Crew Program. The crew will engage in scientific investigations and technology demonstrations aimed at preparing for future human missions to the Moon and ultimately to Mars. These activities are also expected to bring benefits to people on Earth. Commander Zena Cardman, who was previously assigned to NASA's SpaceX Crew 9 mission, is set to conduct her first spaceflight. With a strong background in biology and marine sciences, Cardman's research has focused on geobiology and geochemical cycling in subsurface environments. Her experience and expertise will be pivotal as she takes command of the Dragon spacecraft. Pilot Mike Finke, a veteran of three previous spaceflights, brings with him an impressive record of 382 days in space and 9 spacewalks. Finke has been integral to NASA's Commercial Crew program, contributing to the development and testing of both the SpaceX Dragon and Boeing Starliner spacecraft. His extensive experience will be invaluable on this mission. For mission specialist Kimiya Yui, this will be his second trip to the space station. Yui, who has previously served as a flight engineer for Expedition 44/45, is noted for his work with JAXA's HII transfer vehicle and his leadership of the JAXA astronaut group. His expertise in conducting experiments and constructing experimental environments in space will be crucial for the success of this mission. Mission specialist Oleg Platonov is embarking on his first spaceflight. As a test cosmonaut, Platonov has a diverse background in engineering and air traffic management. His training in piloting aircraft, zero-gravity conditions, and wilderness survival will serve him well as he begins his journey to space. The International Space Station continues to be a vital platform for advancing scientific knowledge and testing new technologies that are not feasible on Earth. As commercial entities increase their role in human space transportation, NASA's Artemis campaign is concurrently preparing for future human exploration of Mars. The Crew 11 mission is a significant step in these ongoing efforts to explore and utilize space. NASA's Artemis. Two crewed test flight is just over a year away, scheduled for April 2026. This mission seems to be on track, but there are still questions about whether the subsequent flight, Artemis 3, will be ready to put a crew on the lunar surface and return them to Earth by mid-2027. A critical component for Artemis 3 is SpaceX's Starship human landing system, which must meet several technical milestones, including a precursor uncrewed landing and liftoff from the moon. Lori Glaze, NASA's Acting Associate Administrator for Exploration Systems Development, recently spoke at the American Astronautical Society's Goddard Space Science Symposium. She painted an optimistic picture regarding progress towards Artemis 11, which is the second test flight for the Space Launch System rocket and Orion capsule. While Artemis 1 was a 25-day uncrewed test flight in 2022, this time, four astronauts will be aboard Artemis 11. They will not orbit the moon or land, but will follow a 10-day free return trajectory around the moon, ensuring they return to Earth even if the Orion propulsion system doesn't perform as planned. The Artemis YI crew includes Jeremy Hansen from the Canadian Space Agency and NASA astronauts Christina Koch, Victor Glover, and Reid Wiseman. Originally slated for 2024, the launch was delayed to 2026 due to issues with Orion's heat shield. Engineers decided to use the existing heat shield design for Artemis 1-1T while planning modifications for future missions. As for Artemis 3, set for mid-2027, it requires more than just the Space Launch System and Orion. A human landing system is needed to transport the crew from lunar orbit to the surface and back, along with spacesuits for exploration. SpaceX is tasked with building the human landing system for both Artemis 3 and 5. The Starship human landing system is based on the Starship design currently undergoing tests at SpaceX's Boca Chica facility in Texas. SpaceX's Starship has encountered challenges, such as the 8th integrated flight test, ending in a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. While Starship has achieved suborbital flights, reaching orbit remains a hurdle. NASA hopes SpaceX will demonstrate propellant transfer between a depot and Starship within the year, a critical step for lunar missions. Before Artemis 3's crewed mission, SpaceX must show the Starship human landing system can land and lift off from the moon. Additionally, NASA is closely monitoring the development of lunar spacesuits by Axiom Space, another essential element for the mission. Glaze also shared updates on Artemis 1 through 5, describing these missions as test flights involving different aspects of lunar exploration, such as interacting with the Gateway Lunar Space Station and utilizing Blue Origin's Blue Moon human landing system. Finally, while NASA is focused on preparing the Space Launch System and Orion for Artemis 2, rumors suggest potential changes to the Artemis program, possibly involving the replacement of the Space Launch System with a commercial rocket. The upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget request might provide more clarity on the program's future direction. In a bid to certify Boeing's CST-100 Starliner for crewed flights, NASA is collaborating with Boeing to address issues that arose during its inaugural mission to the International Space Station. The mission, which was initially planned as an 8-day crewed flight, unexpectedly extended to a 9-month stay due to a system fault in the Starliner's propulsion system. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who were aboard, eventually returned to Earth earlier this month using SpaceX's Dragon capsule. Joint NASA and Boeing teams are now working to finalize the scope and timelines for various propulsion system test campaigns and analyses. These are targeted throughout the spring and summer, with the aim of preparing the Starliner for its next flight. Steve Stick, manager of NASA's Commercial Crew Program, indicated that the next flight is likely to occur late this year or early next year. The effort to resolve the Starliner's propulsion issues has added to Boeing's challenges, with the development of the spacecraft already costing the company over $2 billion. Despite these hurdles, NASA's commitment to advancing the Commercial Crew Program remains strong as the agency continues to work closely with Boeing to ensure the Starliner is ready for its next mission. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration has awarded the National Stem Cell Foundation $3.1 million to continue its groundbreaking research on brain cell behavior in microgravity. This funding supports the foundation's innovative, patent-pending method for the long-duration in-space culturing of organoids, which are tiny, three-dimensional replicas of organs that mimic cell behavior. This method has gained significant traction within the space community. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration Award will fund additional ground research and support three more missions to the International Space Station through 2027. The Commonwealth of Kentucky is matching 10% of the award, contributing $300,000, highlighting its growing involvement in the expanding space economy. Since 2019, the National Stem Cell Foundation has conducted 6 missions on the International Space Station, sending three-dimensional organoid models of the human brain to this orbiting laboratory. These initial flights focused on cells from individuals with Parkinson's disease and primary progressive multiple sclerosis. Future missions will also include organoids made from the cells of individuals with Alzheimer's disease. Recent findings from this research have been published in the journal Stem Cells Translational Medicine. The National Stem Cell Foundation was the top selection in the latest In-Space Production Application Awards, aligning with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's strategic goals. These goals include improving the quality of life on Earth, enhancing United States technological leadership, and creating high-quality jobs. The Foundation's missions will continue its partnership with Axiom Space, which provides human spaceflight services to the International Space Station while developing its successor, Axiom Station. The ability to observe cell interactions in microgravity offers unique insights that could lead to new cell, drug, and gene therapies for neurodegenerative diseases affecting millions worldwide. Dr. Paula Grisanti, Chief Executive Officer of the National Stem Cell Foundation, emphasized the potential for solving the puzzles of diseases like Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and Alzheimer's, which could lead to broader impacts on other neurodegenerative conditions, including ALS and rare childhood disorders. Dr. Jean Loring, Senior Scientific Advisor at the National Stem Cell Foundation, noted that microgravity accelerates cell development, providing critical insights for faster development of therapeutic interventions. The ultimate aim is to create flight-proven, validated models of these diseases for use by industry, academia, and foundations to accelerate the development of new diagnostics and treatments. These models could also help the National Aeronautics and Space Administration develop countermeasures for the effects of spaceflight on astronauts during long-duration missions. Russia has made an intriguing offer to SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, proposing to supply a small nuclear power plant for Musk's ambitious mission to Mars. This proposal was announced by Kirill Dmitriev, Russia's international cooperation envoy and head of the country's sovereign wealth fund, during a recent event in Murmansk. Dmitriev suggested that Moscow could engage in discussions with Musk via a video conference to explore this collaboration further. This is not the first time Dmitriev has mentioned potential cooperation with Musk. The offer comes amidst ongoing efforts by Russia to foster economic cooperation with the United States, despite existing sanctions related to the conflict in Ukraine. The timing is particularly interesting as it coincides with U.S. President Donald Trump initiating talks with Russia to rejuvenate bilateral relations, which have been strained for years. Elon Musk, known for his visionary projects, has previously announced plans for his Starship rocket to embark on a mission to Mars by the end of next year. Although some experts remain skeptical about the feasibility of this timeline, Musk has expressed confidence in achieving human landings on Mars as early as 2029, with 2031 being a more likely target. He envisions building a self-sustaining city on Mars within the next 20 years, which would undoubtedly require a reliable power source. Dmitriev highlighted Russia's capabilities in nuclear technology, suggesting that a small-sized nuclear power plant could be an asset for a Mars mission. Russia can offer a small-sized nuclear power plant for a mission to Mars and other advanced technological capabilities, Dmitriev was quoted as saying by the state RIA news agency. He emphasized that Russia views cooperation with Musk, whom he described as a great visionary, as an important opportunity. This proposal also aligns with Russia's broader space ambitions, as previously outlined by Yuri Borisov, former head of Russia's Roscosmos space agency. Borisov mentioned plans for Russia and China to potentially install a nuclear power plant on the moon by 2033-35, a move that could facilitate the establishment of lunar settlements in the future. Russia's interest in space exploration continues to grow, especially after the European Space Agency suspended a joint Mars mission with Russia due to geopolitical tensions. In response, Russia announced its intention to pursue its own Mars mission. This latest offer to SpaceX could represent a significant step in enhancing Russia's role in international space exploration efforts. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.